What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
And I'm finally back.
The whole crew's back. And I'm Emilio.
Yeah. How long has it been since we've had everyone?
3 weeks. So this would be the fourth week.
I've been here the whole time, and I feel like I don't know how to do this thing. I'm like, what are we supposed to do with our hands?
Your microphone.
When's the last time we recorded, Bobby? It feels more than a week.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was Monday, wasn't it?
Monday or Sunday.
I just listened to the episode with just us on it. First of all, fuck my nostrils for...
Were you breathing into the mic?
Yeah, because I was hungover and, like, you know, it was the day after my birthday party, so...
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I was so tired.
I didn't notice. I listened to it and I didn't notice.
You know how you're so self-critical when you listen?
Yeah.
I hear Bobby's girlfriend was a cameo at the party.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, but
she
no one has pictures for proof, so to me, she's still very much... a picture over a green screen. Who knows?
I think in the group shot too, when we took a picture, there's like one dude right in front of her, like,
oh, the group.
You can't even see her.
For some reason, that dude seems CGI. I don't know.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, happy belated birthday, Emilio. Sorry I couldn't make it. The reason why I missed last week's episode, as I mentioned the week before, I went home to Minnesota for a vacation. It was for a week and a half long. It was a great trip. It was a mini family reunion, so it was busy, busy, busy the whole time.
But you say that you play games with your family. Did you end up playing any games?
Yes, but no. No not PC compared games? To what I used to. No PC games.
Okay.
I did play one game we'll talk about later, and I also played Settlers of Catan, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been really light on PC gaming too, with not having a laptop and being out of town. It's rough, boys.
I did say you should get a laptop.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to spend a grand on.
You don't need
at least a grand, right?
Oh, for gaming laptop.
Yeah, or maybe
I don't recommend gaming laptops at all. I used to have one.
He's
but I don't
in a hotel jerking it to fucking his
like
phone.
6-inch screen.
No,
yeah.
For me, I get school grade laptops and just deal with playing less. Right. Computer.
Yeah. Demanding less than
less demanding.
And Rhythm Rhythm X brings up a good point. Getting into the Switch, I was thinking about doing that actually.
It's pricey, man. $300 in, then $50 to $60 a game, probably plus tax.
Yeah,
for the big titles.
You know, I'd rather get a PS4.
I was looking on my Steam account, like the entire history, and I was looking at when was the last time I bought a full price $60 game. And never. I never have.
Not once.
Not once.
Wow.
I was like, I.
Did you ever go to GameStop or anything, or Best Buy, pick up a video
when
game?
I was in high school, yeah.
Okay.
But after once Steam came out, I have never purchased a full $60 game. I did buy Rainbow Six Siege for $60, but then I refunded it like within the same day. Mm. So I guess that doesn't count.
Wouldn't say never then. You lying sucker.
All right. So we don't really have anything for the intro, right? No new announcements, nothing big.
I don't think so.
Okay, so let's just get right into it.
Well, to summarize, do we have any new Patreons or anything like that?
No, nope.
Maybe. I didn't check the email.
And then we are currently live on twitch.tv. That's /digital_logic, spelt with a K instead of a C at the end. We'd love to see you on Twitch.
Sam just got a new car, so hopefully they'll make a bunch of noise right outside the garage when she pulls up.
Maybe she'll come in and it's like, yeah, I got a new car.
Yeah.
All right. First up on the radar. So this was kind of a listener question here, but I wanted to put it in on the radar. JMR wrote, just listening to last week's show. If you're looking for a mobile game similar to Slay the Spire, check out Meteor Fall. The art is kind of silly, but it definitely scratches the same itch for me. So I did see this. I've been gone for like half the week. So I saw this at some point while I was out of town, but I was not able to download it. I didn't play while traveling. I didn't play any mobile games, surprisingly, like I usually do.
Unable to download. Why?
No, I just didn't. I didn't play any games. I read a lot. But
that's what he thinks about your opinion there, buddy.
What book were you reading, Bobby?
Really good book, actually. I don't want to get into it. It's a long story.
Okay.
It's called The Light in the Cave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a storybook. It's
pretty
much...
Are you sure it's not the Thai boy in the cave?
No.
I'm just kidding. Too soon. Those boys...
they don't have like chi.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Wait, this is cheesy,
they dead?
Guys.
I haven't heard.
No. Oh, my gosh. They're actually starting the saved. Rescue. No.
Well,
no,
some guy died trying to rescue them.
The Navy the SEAL. The Navy SEAL. So far,
yeah. And I know Elon Musk sent some engineers
Child-size
over there.
Submarine.
Like, yeah, he's doing research on
2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, I mean, they're really good at, he's like, hey, I know somebody who's pretty good at making holes underground because he has a boring company.
All right. So Meteor Fall. Minnie, you had a chance to play this game though.
Yeah. I was playing this game a lot. Actually, once I found out about it, it's a roguelike card game. I don't know if that's what Slay the Spire is like, but
yeah, exactly.
Okay. So yeah, it's basically the same thing. It's you can pick from like 5 different classes, like warrior, mage, thief, stuff like that. And it's just really silly. It reminded me a lot of Munchkin, if you guys ever played that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like a really simple, easy to understand card game. Certain classes can use certain cards, but everybody has like a basic attack.
The graphics look very Adventure Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's exactly
the way
to put
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like ridiculous names. Like the monsters are named ridiculously like Munchkin, and it's just
is this game free?
It is. Not free. I believe it's like $2.
So the big thing for me in mobile games is how many seconds does it take to pick up your phone and get in something? What is that beeping?
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, we're going to have to ignore it for now. They can't hear it. Yeah, so my phone's off. I want to play something, aka taking a shit. How long before, you know, I'm actually playing the game? Like how many seconds?
Are you talking about download?
No.
Oh, until you get into it?
Yeah.
It's like two swipes you're in.
Yeah, and then
pick a character and then tap through the story. Just one tap gets you through the story.
And then is there a pause, or if you just turn off the phone, will it be exactly
my hand to wipe my ass, will I die? Is that basically what you're asking? Yeah.
No,
that's what it sounds like.
When something's happening, you have to turn off your phone. I just want to know when you come back to your phone, are you on the same turn as when you left your phone?
Yes. Mm.
Awesome.
It's like, can I wipe my ass, or do I just pull, the pants up and walk? No, just kidding.
All right. Beeping's gone.
Yeah.
That was going to get really annoying. Oh, no. It's
back.
Should I go search for it?
Yeah, probably. Dude.
It would be bad if that was the carbon monoxide alarm going off.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who would be the first to pass out? I guess I have the smallest amount of body mass. I would just fall. And I am susceptible to passing out, actually.
Now that he's opened up the door, it's so much louder.
It's even louder, yeah.
It's like a fire alarm.
I think it is.
We're going to burn to death live on Twitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. First time ever.
All right. Well, hopefully he finds the cause and is able to stop it. I think it just stopped. I feel like we've sent Emilio off like twice this episode now, like that black guy in Jurassic Park who went to go turn on the generator. I keep thinking he's not going to come back. All right. Meteor Fall. I'm just not a mobile gamer, man. Like it's so hard for me to play those types of games. So maybe at some point I'll check this out. Who knows? A game that I wanted to bring up. I just noticed that this was on Steam, and I had no idea it was coming to Steam. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy.
It's the fire alarm, and they're cooking. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
You rip that sucker off the wall.
Can we shut the door there? Just shut as many doors as possible. Okay. Yeah, usually you don't set off the fire alarm when you cook, right?
That's the goal.
I don't cook, so I don't know these
things. I do all the time because I live in a small studio. And whenever I bake anything in the oven or cook something, if I don't turn on the fan or literally remove my fire alarm off the wall and hide it somewhere, it will go off. There's no avoiding it. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's either that or die in a blazing fire, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Or switch to Soylent.
That's funny that you were like,
switch to Soylent.
Robots don't burn. I was looking at this too, Bobby. The reviews are crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So I never played Crash Bandicoot. This was on PS1, yeah, I think. Mm-hmm. But this was a very, very popular game. This is like an iconic game.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's the same old Crash Bandicoot. Apparently a few of them, Crash Bandicoot, Crash Bandicoot 2, Cortex Strikes Back, and Crash Bandicoot 3, all in one game for $39.99.
Oh, I didn't even know. Okay, I thought it was a brand new game.
Oh, okay.
What? You've never heard of Crash Bandicoot?
No, he thought, like,
I thought it was like a new one.
Oh, brand new Crash. Iteration. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah.
Holy nuts. The price that they're charging on these titles. Well,
it sounds like, from the reviews being so positive, it sounds like they didn't fuck up the port, which happens a lot, especially with, you know, Final Fantasy games. A lot can go wrong importing an old game back to the PC.
So, Bobby, what do you get for $40 versus the $80?
That one's with the Steam controller.
$75 just comes with the Steam controller.
Oh, okay.
Not a good deal.
You think $40 is a lot for that, G?
I mean, it's so outdated. It is three games.
Remastered.
It's a great game. It's pretty fair, but I would not.
Well,
I'm sure $29.99.
To the people,
because when you think about PlayStation, the thing about PlayStation, they had this greatest hits section or a portion. When a PlayStation game hits greatest hits, it's $19.99 no matter what. And so, and then all the game titles will have this specific red greatest hits label on the game cover. And that's how you know it's like, hey, this is a reputable game and we're reselling it at a decent price. I know that's because I worked at GameStop.
I was about to
And so with this, I feel like this is a trilogy of all those greatest hits titles.
Right.
Crash Bandicoot definitely falls in that category. So $29.99 at most, I would say, is fair. Because I know this game, I used to sell used copies of this game, and if you bought three of these games separately, I highly doubt you'll be spending $40.
This is like a remaster almost. Yeah, they're showing the before and after
like an
here.
HD remake.
It's an HD remake.
Definitely looks a lot better.
But would the original Crash Bandicoot games hold up? Like, if you were to play them today, are they still good games?
I don't know about that.
I never played them.
What I can say is it's very rare that you play a platformer that you play from this perspective. You don't see these, like, third person platformers, you know, like you're going, it's 3D and you're going forward.
Yeah. Well, this is when they were first able to do this type of 3D perspective, and they were really showing it off with these types of games in Mario 64. And all
I
that.
Definitely think it would hold up, because when it comes to platforming games, they come up with new ones with the most simple graphics and controls that I feel like with Crash Bandicoot, where it opens up a lot more into the 3D element. It would hold up very well, as long as the port is good.
Yeah, and the reviews are great, so.
Yeah.
If you want a platform. Yeah, $40 though.
Yeah, $40 is really what's keeping me from doing that, but it's such an iconic game. I feel like I missed something by not playing it back in the 90s.
I always played the demo.
2000s.
I never played the full game, but they had Crash Bandicoot demos everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Like, you go to like a Kmart or a Target or something, and in the video game section, it was always Crash Bandicoot. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I think I have played it in that environment, too. All right. So $40 for that. The other one, I put this up here just because Lego Incredibles is out. So pretty much anything Pixar-related or anything, almost anything related, is going to have a Lego game. Are we just completely over Lego games now? Does anyone care?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't have anyone to play Lego games with, so yes, I'm over them.
One of these days, I'm going to play.
You don't sound bitter at all.
No. Okay, first and foremost, if I were dating someone, I would not be playing Lego games with them. I'm talking about, I would play Lego games with my nephew or something. Oh,
right.
Yeah. So a child.
Yeah. Well, Sam and I could not figure out Jurassic Park. So I don't know if it's a child's game. Like, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. It was really tough.
Jurassic Park was a good one. Jurassic Park. See, this is the question I was going to ask. One of these days, I'm going to play one of these newer Lego games just to see where they're at and if they've started doing anything new. Because I played Jurassic Park when it came out, and that was more of an open world game. All the other Lego games I had played was like, okay, you start here, then you go there. Jurassic Park had like the three movies that you could play through. And you could unlock things as you went through them. And then you kind of build your own little town outside of that. It had like all the systemic stuff going on. They were doing new stuff, and it was actually pretty fun. I had fun with the Lego Jurassic Park.
That's probably what it took. We couldn't figure it out because we're like,
I wasn't too clear on some stuff.
Yeah. Was going to say, I just saw The Incredibles 2 in Spanish in Mexico.
Okay.
Let me say, Mexican fucking theaters smash the theaters here. It's amazing. Like, it's so nice. Leather seats, waiter, like, that you can call over anytime you want.
So it's like a luxury theater.
Yeah, but that's all they have. There's only one company. There's a lot of monopolies in Mexico, and this is one of them.
How much do they charge for a movie?
I think we saw it for $6.
Wow.
Yeah, we spent like $40 on food, $33 on food. But, I mean, we had like mixed drinks, and like, it was awesome. The only thing, the screen was kind of shitty. And a lot of the, like, a lot of the jokes from Pixar are very, like, hidden for the kids, and they put it in there for the adults, and then switched over to Spanish, and then you kind of lose a lot of that. So I think I lost a lot of the jokes in watching it in Spanish, but I still enjoyed it immensely. I mean, it's incredible. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I went to the Alamo Draft House for the first time ever when I was in San Francisco this week, and that was great. And that was a great theater. It was, every time I go to another town, I like to go to whatever theaters they have there, not like an AMC or a Regal or whatever, but, you know, the unique ones. When I was in Seattle, I went to a Cinerama, and that was cool. And the Draft House, I've heard about from a lot of people. I think they have one up in LA, but they're very serious about, you know, no talking during the movie. And, you know, if there's a problem, then, you know, let us know. We'll kick people out. But it was like a opera house almost, with a big stage up there. The screen was huge.
Like a second tier? They have one of those?
They did have one, but they had that one closed off. But then they had the tables, and the waiters and the waitresses would come out, and you could get food. And then they had like a whole bar connected to it, and like a store where you could buy old books, records, things on movies. It was really cool. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Bobby, have you been to The Lot here in San Diego?
No.
That's pretty much, if I'm going to go, there's a nice one here in Chula Vista, but The Lot is at Liberty Station, and it's like very fancy, very nice. It's, I mean, you're going to spend $100 probably for two people with drinks. Yeah.
Wow. That's what turns me off. I love going to the movies, and I did go to the movies while on vacation. I saw a Tag, which is funny, but that's the most I'll give it. It's nice. Mm-hmm. And for a $6 movie ticket, or $7 at most, I got the reclining seats. They actually gave you free popcorn flavors. They have that
little
popcorn, where they have the bar. Sometimes you have to pay for it, sometimes you get it for free. And I was just like, oh wow, you know, it's a better deal.
Yeah.
Whereas for the same experience out here, I would have to pay over $20 for a ticket.
Yeah, probably $20 at The Lot.
Yeah, they have luxury theaters out here, but you pay a lot more for it.
Yeah.
Sinopolis was like one of the first ones out here, and that one is very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, movies. All right. So, yeah, Lego Incredibles. These games always come out, and they're like, what, $40 on release? Yeah, $40. And then they're on sale about 2 years later for $5, $7.50.
Yeah, they go into greatest hits mode and drop down to $19.99.
Well, you know what's at that point right now is the new Star Wars one, like the Force Awakens one. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll pick that one up.
I told them outside. So, did you explain the AC thing going on here?
No.
It's hot as fuck here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And if we run the AC, it's super loud in here because we're in the garage. And everybody outside we can't put out the AC for them independently as well. So I was like, we're going to do a really fast podcast. Don't worry, because I feel bad, right? Because they're roasting out there. Plus they're cooking. And everything was going well until fucking Lego Incredibles came up and took. Sorry, guys, this is a 20-minute segment on Lego Incredibles. It was super important.
Yeah, I don't understand. All right, well, that does it for On the Radar. Not a whole lot coming out just now. During the summer, doesn't seem to be a big release time for a lot of games. But let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Who wants to start it off here?
Who put Deep Rock Galactic? Week number 6.
Yeah, I put that down just because we've been playing it a little bit. There's not really anything new to talk about, except they've added mutators. This game continues to change. Every time I play it, there's always something new going on with it because it's just in that stage of development. So mutators that make the game a lot more difficult and kind of switch things up a bit. It's been a lot of fun, and we just are continuing to play it. And I know a lot of people on Discord. It's kind of become that game on Discord.
What are mutators exactly?
It'll be like, okay, so this run, you guys don't have any shields. Or this run, things are going to fall from the ceiling of the cave.
Stalactite.
The stalactites.
You know how I remember? Stalactite has a T in it for top. Stalagmite is bottom.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's how I remember. But yeah, I think they're really great. Because there's probably like 6 beneficial, like they're somewhat beneficial And then there's like 8 really bad ones that can happen. And you can get any combination of these, and you get bonuses to your rewards once you finish with mutators on. But you don't select them. They just come. And they can come in groups. You can get really fucked.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people have been asking, like, should I get this game? I don't know if people are still going to be playing it by the time that I get it. And definitely the answer now is yes. Like, this game's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I would say so. And it's such a quick pick up and play. And
drop in, drop out.
It's and awesome. And if you do convince somebody else to pick up the game, they could jump in and you guys can play through the game with somebody who's completely new and still have the same enjoyment. Whereas other games, if you're playing with a newbie, you're not going to have as much fun because the learning curve for that newbie might be too much. But this one here, you'll do just fine.
Yeah. Because the controls come from straight out of Half-Life. I mean, you can do everything pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. And your communication is key in this. So people are going to be explaining to you what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy the gunner. I played him for the, you know, 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the ones I need to start playing. The gunner and the driller, the gunner the most I have barely touched. So that's going to be one of the ones I'm focusing on this coming week.
I don't think I could ever be the driller. It just doesn't sit right with me. Yeah.
If you want to get your account level up, you're going to have to mess around, but I don't think you play enough to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. The gunner just got a new update, I think. His gun does something different now.
Oh, he has a pistol.
Does he?
Well, I don't know.
I think he's always had the pistol.
The Magnum pistol. I really liked it. It was nice.
Well, the gunner, he had the, I was a driller with a flamethrower, right?
No, the gunner has an alt now.
Alt.
Called Deadeye.
Yeah. I mean, even today, someone in Discord was saying, hey, are you guys going to be on tonight playing this game? Unfortunately, I will not, but Monday I will be.
So. I'm almost always down if I have time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just one of those games that I'm always up for, especially late night when I'm trying to wind down and I'm kind of tired and I can't really play HOTS. This is the perfect game for me to wind down with.
The only thing I'm getting kind of sick of is explaining the game to so many people that I play with. Because so many new, I'm glad people are coming in, but it's like, yes, this button does this button does that. But and then I'm glad to have them on board after that. But.
That's what I was doing with Vermintide too, man.
I could kind of
easy mode all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Just a quick update on Knights of the Old Republic 2, the Sith Lords. I'd started that last week. Really liked it. Played a lot of it. I've only been able to play a little bit more since I got back.
Yeah.
This is such a long game. But I finally got my lightsaber. Things are starting to come together. Got a few more people in the party. Yeah. Starting to meet more of the characters. Kind of figuring out what the whole plot is about. Uncovering some mysteries. So that's going well. I don't know if I'm going to have this wrapped up by next week. This is such a long game.
Yeah.
It just takes so long to get through each part. Now that I've seen the walkthrough and like I know how much more I have left to go, it feels a little slow at this point. But I'm still definitely enjoying it. Probably be streaming more of it, but
yeah,
that's my update on that.
I was watching you stream it, and it was hard for me to tell. Is this the original KOTOR, or is this the second one? It looked a lot like the first one, and it was just all good nostalgia. I don't think I ever played the second one, so it was pretty interesting trying to pick up on the differences. I couldn't tell since it's been forever and a year since I've played. Since I played the first one.
They came out a year apart. The first one came out in 2003. The second one came out in 2004, so I don't think... Visually, there's a big difference between the two.
They probably use the exact same engine.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But it's definitely one of those full immersion games. I remember usually when I play games like this and Mass Effect and all of that, I just commit myself to it and I can't.
Yeah, if you're going to play it, you're going to be there for a few hours at least. There's no like just popping this on for an hour.
No fucking around when you're playing this game. No having fun either.
Now,
this game is your life for the next month.
Like any RPG, you kind of figure out as you go along like what the ideal build is. And the game kind of pushes you towards using 2 lightsabers, 1 in each hand. And I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to use 1. And, a 2-handed weapon, not the way to go.
I know Mass Effect calls it Paragon. I don't know what they call it in KOTOR
light
anymore.
And dark side.
Just light and dark side. Yeah. Are you swinging one way or the other?
Well, I'm definitely on the light side.
Light side. Okay.
I always do the light side.
Okay.
Very rarely do I do dark side.
No, I'm light side too.
It just feels weird to play it as dark side. It's like if the main character were actually the bad guy, it would seem weird, right?
In the first KOTOR, I only used a 1 lightsaber, and that gave like huge accuracy bonus. Like I never saw a miss using a single hand or one's lightsaber with 2 hands.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like even
both
when you
hands
use,
on
like,
the wheel.
Yeah, even when you use like attacks that would like do more damage but give you less accuracy, mm-hmm. still like hit 100%.
You know what's this is causing me to do though? I mentioned last week how I never really got into that whole like Great Sith War. Hey, you guys know about the comic books, right? Tales of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Like back before there was all these other Star Wars movies, people had to make up their own Star Wars universe. So, you know, there became this extended fanfic. And part of that was these Tales of the Jedi comics that took place like 5,000 years before the Battle of Yavin, you know, where they blew up the Death Star. And that's about like all these ancient Sith and Jedi fighting each other. And I never got into any of that, although I was very familiar with the names. Like me and my friends were all into Star Wars, so I heard like nonstop about it. But that's where this game takes place, like the Mandalorian Wars and all that, like 4,000 years before the movies were familiar with. So it's kind of made me interested in that part because I never really got into that as a kid. So
thinking about reading the comics or? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I grabbed the comics and I might.
So you went down to the local comic store
mm-hmm.
and paid full price for the original copies, correct?
That's exactly what I did.
Wow.
Yep. You know, honestly, I've gone to like 3 comic book shops in the past year that I used to frequent before.
Are they gone?
They're all gone.
Yeah.
My buddy's dad used to own a comic book store, and it is very hard to keep one of those afloat.
I was just one of those book nerds. Like, I would go to the bookstore, sit in the hallway or on whatever chairs they offered and just read. And if I didn't like, and I would get pretty far in a book or even finish it in one sitting and then put it back.
Nobody would say anything?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I mean, it was hot summer days, air conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't bother anyone. It was that little nerdy Asian
and
girl.
You know what, it looks good for them to have people in their store too,
probably.
You're kind of providing a service.
But it's like, it's not a library, they want your money, but I was like using them like they were a library. So that's
you got no shame, G.
No, for real. Balling out of budget.
I'd be sitting there with an 8-page book just sweating, just like they're all looking at me. I can't enjoy.
No, I used to read those romance novels when I was like too young. Yeah, like Fabio novels.
Oh man!
And
what's
my
a throbbing member?
And my middle school teachers at the time were concerned about my book preference, and they would come up to me and ask me questions, and then
because
like,
you were reading these romance novels.
Yeah. They were promiscuous covers and whatnot.
Yeah, but it wasn't
like
50 Shades.
You know. No, not at all.
Thanks for the sub, Khan.
Khan99, thank you.
Rhythm brings up a good point here. Villainous Lair on Adams Avenue. That was my favorite comic book shop. And it seemed to
great
do...
Great name, too.
Yeah, it seemed to do really well. Like, every time I went in there, there was dozens of people in there.
That's where Chad and I went. He told the story on here, but he had like a box of magic cards and he's like, yeah, whatever I can get in store credit. And they're like, well, it's gonna take us the whole weekend to like go through these and give you the
and
they, price.
It's $2,000, right?
How it much was 650 or something.
Oh, really? Are you
but
sure?
Legit thought we were like laughing about it was gonna be like $40.
Yeah,
because that's how that always works out,
right? Mm-hmm.
And they're like $650 store credit, and they have a nice huge big store.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And what sucks though is he didn't use all his credit and now they're gone.
Poof.
That's damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because they had some, like, I'm sure they had it going out of sale because they had some giant shit that would have been sweet.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had, like, the front section was all big comic book area and the back section was all, like, tabletop games and magic cards and stuff.
But I never went there.
What's the one of the most famous WoW swords for the Paladins? It was like
Uther's Justice. I don't know.
Yeah. Something like that.
Probably. Lightbringer?
Yeah, I think
Lightbringer. That's it.
They had a full-size Lightbringer on the wall.
I thought that was a hammer.
Maybe it was a hammer.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right. Well.
All right. That's my update on the Sith Lords. Be streaming more of that this week.
I want to talk. I played Yuko's Island Express. I talked about it.
And Balls.
Is that the girl with the hair? Yeah,
pretty much. No, it's the Bugs and Balls.
Bugs and Balls. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I remember. Okay.
Yeah, so it is very akin to Ori and the Blind Forest. It has the same... It's not as pretty. I mean, what is as pretty as Ori? This is a lot more... I don't know. It almost have a slight claymation feel to the whole graphics, but that's not really a selling point here. You're playing a Metroidvania.
It reminds me a little bit of A Boy and His Blob.
Never played it.
Oh. Sorry. It might be a console game. Yeah, Nintendo game. Old school.
And you ride around on your blob?
Yeah, your blob has many universal abilities to it. Yep.
This doesn't have any uses. You push it around most of the time, but then you go into these pinball sections, and it's not like separate from the regular world. The pinball sections, they're built into the world, and you just play. And I enjoy pinball. Mm-hmm. I'm having a good time. The only thing I would say about just Metroidvanias in general is, like, if you don't bang them out right away and you come back like a week later, mm-hmm. you forget where the fuck, okay, now I have the jump, but for now sure. I don't have the glide.
Okay.
And you kind of have to kind of, like, it takes you about 10 minutes to get back into the game. But once you get in there, you can sit there fucking forever. I mean, it's a fun game. The music's nice. There's like two mysteries going on that make me like, I really want to see what this is about. Because you can't really die. But if you keep getting hurt, there's a cutaway scene to these mysterious figures, and they're like doing a ritual. And it seems like mm-hmm. they get further along in the ritual every time you fuck yourself up too much. So I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, what happens if they perform the ritual? Is the game over? So I don't know. And then there's another thing that I don't know much about. I forgot what that was. But anyway, it's fun. It's maybe a little steep at $17.99. I bought it on.
Yoku is your character. That's the name of the little bug guy.
Yeah. You're supposed to be a mailman. So you're delivering things around the island, but of course everything's all fucked up and you're trying to fix it as you go. Like, I can't swim yet, so
I'm definitely going to get this game, man.
It's very cute.
I'm definitely going to get it. I own like every good Metroidvania on Steam, and I don't own this one yet. So,
oh, and one thing I want to tell you about, there are some very Sonic feeling moments, and I think you might like
speed
that.
Rushes.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that part when he was rushed.
You know how he turns into a ball? The casino map. I love that map. Yeah. That's my favorite
casino map.
My reason to play Sonic is casino maps. Oh, so much fun.
It's funny because I'm not all about platformers at all, but then this is heavy platforming, and I did want to make this one point. It's a platformer where you can't jump. It's so strange, isn't it?
Okay,
like you have to use flippers in order to get elevated, and so it changes the entire dynamic of a platformer.
Okay,
yep.
Very interesting.
Interesting. It looks good visually. I like it.
Yeah, music's nice. They only have like 5 tracks for like what area you're in,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it changes the mood in there, and the songs are good, but it's mm-hmm. only 5 tracks and you're going back and forth between them.
Mm. Are there a lot of platformer games that kind of give you that Sonic drowning feeling much anymore?
Oh no.
That's what I miss. Like, they don't put you through enough anxiety in platformers anymore. Like, if you fall through a hole, it's like, oh, okay, start over. And Cuphead was stressful, but it wasn't like, if you don't speed run this, you're dead. Stressful. Mm.
There's a timer on Sonic. You have to get it done
underwater.
In
the underwater sections. So it has like 15 seconds of air. I used to have that theme as my alarm clock for like a week, but then I wake up stressed and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Hey, just Bobby, wake up suffocating, suffocating. Yeah.
Bobby, it's like when we were playing
like
Dying Light,
semi waterboarding yourself.
Exactly.
Just turn on the Sonic music.
I was thinking about how these guys are fucking swimming. Professionals, like, they can swim for so long underwater, right?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, if they would have made those sections shorter but more realistic, would it taken away from or added to the fun? Like, do they have to make them long to make them more stressful?
I think so.
Or what if
it becomes a resource management thing? You got to hold your breath, and you only have a certain amount of air to get to the end.
No, I got it.
You got to kind of figure your way out through the maze in that time.
But I'm saying, make the whole shorter. All right, you can get oxygen quicker, but you're also can't breathe as much. You know what I mean? But I guess there's more maze, right?
Yeah,
that's what's supposed to make it
more
fun.
What game are you referencing?
Dying Light. They can swim underwater for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that always comes up when we play games, and there's the underwater part. People are always like, "Oh, that's unbelievable! You couldn't hold your breath for that long." How long can you guys hold your breath? Like, how long do you think you can hold your breath?
20 seconds.
Okay. Do you smoke cigarettes?
At least
something short under a minute.
David Blaine held his breath for like hours, right?
No, like 15 or 16 minutes. He had the world record for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think if you practice you can hold your breath. I'm pretty sure he held his breath for hours. I'll look it up. But I think you can hold your breath for a long period of time. Like, if you're a swimmer, they can hold it for a lot. I think the average person is maybe around a minute or two or something like that. But I think it's a practice skill that you can get better at.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I think he did it on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and he almost died, if I remember right.
Yeah, well, he almost died a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I know.
17 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
I know a rapper who raps like without taking a breath for 90 seconds.
Damn.
Just straight out.
The big dude?
No.
Yeah, 17 minutes. Not nearly as impressive as I thought.
Yeah.
I thought he was like shutting down his body and entering some weird state.
I mean, think you have to in order to do 17 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a long time, Bobby.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not the Hulk.
All right. Who's been playing all these old games?
I have. I've been playing a lot of retro games, starting with Quake 2, because I played all the Quakes when I was a kid, but Quake 2 really stuck with me because it was the only one that actually had a story. And so it's basically the story is like you're a Marine, you get sent down with your platoon, but your entire platoon gets obliterated and captured or killed. And then you're basically just a lone Marine going through. You get orders from headquarters and going around killing all the Strog hive mind and all this crap. Man, it's just it was the first person shooter I remember that had a linear storyline.
That's cool.
I played this like 98, maybe 97, 98.
Have you played through it?
Yeah, I have played through it.
And how long did that take you?
Maybe let's say 6 hours.
Okay, not bad.
Yes, yeah,
that's cool.
It's decent for when it was.
Were
made.
There any voiceovers or was it all
the voice? There is voice acting. It is garbage.
Okay,
doesn't Nine Inch Nails do the soundtrack for this one?
For the first one, they did.
Oh, for the first one,
the second one, the second Quake was made by. I think like the same company, but by different developers. Like
it's software.
Yeah, it made it, but different creators. Like the original team didn't do it. The people.
There's a lot of the same people, I believe. You got to read Masters of Doom. It's a book all about id Software and pretty much how PC gaming was born.
Yeah,
and they cover all of Wolfenstein to Doom, Doom 2, Quake on up, even Daikatana, like everything that John Romero and John Carmack did.
That's
but
cool.
Quake 2, I think I remember in the book, what really blew them away when this game came out was the lighting, and they had a word for it. It was like tracing or something like that. But like you could shoot a rocket and the light would, it would like bounce off the walls. You could never do that before in games.
No, that's actually one thing that I noticed as a kid. The first gun you get is kind of like a pistol that shoots a little beam of like a projectile, but it also gives off light. And I remember using that as a flashlight, and I've never done that in a game before. I remember that as a kid. Like, wow, this thing is like lighting up the room.
It was a big deal. I think John Romero had left id by then to go do his own thing. And then John Carmack and id Software continued to work on Quake 2. And then when Romero saw what they were doing with Quake 2, he postponed Daikatana because he was like, I got to have that technology in my game. Otherwise, it's going to fail. So he postponed Daikatana until they could figure out how to do that stuff. And then that didn't come out till like 2000, I think.
And what is Daikatana? Because I have never
heard
of that.
Oh, man, that's a long story.
Read Masters of Doom, huh?
Daikatana is famous for having a promotional campaign that was like that people really didn't respond to. John Romero. Let's see if I can find it. John Romero is going to make you his bitch. Yeah, that was like their advertising for it. And he was like, it seems like a bit much. They're like, nope, it's going to be great. And it was this game that they are hyping so much. John Romero was this very flashy game developer. You know, he was
very opinionated.
he was opinionated too. I mean, he was good. He was good. He's very creative. But he was talking about this game like it was going to be something amazing, and it kept getting postponed and postponed. And then when it finally came out, it was very disappointing. The original Quake, I think their original design for it was to have a melee weapon, a big hammer that you could swing. And they had such trouble making that happen that they ended up just scrapping that idea and just doing guns in its place. So Daikatana was all about the melee weapon and something he always wanted to make happen. But yeah, it was seen as a really big failure, kind of ruined his career, kind of made him this joke in the industry. Like, people still talk about that. But yeah, really, Masters of Doom is the book. You got to check that out, man. It is so good.
I probably will.
Even on Audible, I think, what's his name? Wesley Crusher from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Narrates it. Will Wheaton. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome, dude. It's not even just id Software and all these games. Like, it is literally, John Carmack pretty much invented PC gaming. Like, he brought, I mean, they had like little games here and there, but he's the one that kind of made this happen. And everything that we have today was all built on the backs of that.
Well, Doom, yeah, when Doom came out, that was just a game changer.
Yeah, it was incredible. Great read. Read it a couple years ago. Probably going to go through it again at some point. But you've been playing some other games, too.
Yeah, beyond that, Duke Nukem 3D World Tour. This is like the 20th anniversary re-release of Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's really good. It's they have like an effect where you can press a button, it'll go from old style to new style.
They have that on like Day of the Tentacle and a lot of the LucasArts point and click adventures.
Yeah, and at first I really couldn't tell the difference, because when you're like looking forward, you change from one to the other. It's just kind of like a slight lighting change, but the real big change is like when you look up. It's a very huge difference. Like when you look at a tall tower, it looks like in the old version, it kind of looks like the tower would be like caving in on you or like crushing you, but in the new version, it's just like it looks like a normal tower, like you'd be looking up. It's just like a very big difference on the old graphics, on the way they did the field of view.
Yeah.
So this is a remaster then of all the Duke Nukem games?
This is Duke Nukem 3D only. It's Duke Nukem 3D World Tour. So the whole Duke Nukem 3D plus one extra level.
The way they did levels on these old games were a little weird. They had like six missions laid out, and you'd like select one, and each one was like its own little mini campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you passed any of them?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of free time on your hands right now, right?
Only when I'm home.
So but that's a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Right?
I usually come home like Thursday evening, so I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off to play some games.
Right. Cool.
This has been on my wish list for a while, but I haven't pulled the trigger on it because I have all the Duke Nukem games that they offer on Steam, and this. I didn't know if it was anything new or if it was just repackaged of the old stuff.
Yeah, it's just one new campaign, basically. All the old stuff, one new campaign.
Mm-hmm. All right. Longfellow, what's up, man? Thanks for the subscription.
How's the internet out there? Are you on the hotel Wi-Fi?
Yeah, like 15 down and 3 up.
You can play like card games. You're not into TCGs.
No, not at all. Like, no.
Jerk.
But another... retro game I'm playing, Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Nice. I think this one was released in like 2004, 5 maybe.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you guys do these things. Why do you put yourself through
2001, wow.
2001, yeah.
So this one, I think this is the game that was released when Enemy Territory came out, when they started giving that game away for free. This is what that...
Ooh, look at that sexy Nazi.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
But those are two words you don't see very often together.
Look at them evil tits.
Those are really judgy tits.
That's confused boners.
Yeah.
Somebody asked a question on the listener question, and I want to get to this game as an answer.
Okay.
This one was really popular when it came out, right? Like, people really liked this one.
Yeah, this game came out like because it was like the... This one, I think the first Wolfenstein that had like some crazy monsters coming out at you. I think the original Wolfenstein, there wasn't really much other than like a mecha.
There's like Hitler, who was like half man, half robot,
mecha Hitler.
Gatling gun arms.
Yeah, but this one had like some actual monsters
coming
out at you.
Did you talk about all the retro ones you played?
Quake 2, Duke Nukem, and
Okay, of those, which one did you enjoy the most?
Out of Quake 2, Duke Nukem 3D, and Return to Castle Wolfenstein, probably Quake 2.
Quake 2.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, it must be the week of retro gaming. The only game that I managed to play over vacation, my brother installed he had an emulator, and we loaded up Battletoads versus Double Dragon.
That's a game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really popular game.
I honestly thought that this was the announcement for the new Battletoads. I had no idea this was a game.
Oh, this is an old Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Maybe it's not. And so... It's super old school, but the way we played it, we were nonstop cracking up. We were like, it was past midnight and he has a baby and a wife who was trying to sleep, but we were just like
getting in trouble,
so loud and rambunctious. And it was just the one thing that reminded me why I fell in love with video games, because playing Battletoads, we didn't actually play as any of the Double Dragon boys. We played as, I played as, I think,
what are their names again?
It's like Zap. Yeah. Of the, like Zit.
Of the Toads or Double Dragon?
The Toads. The Toads are like Pimples, Zit,
yeah.
And something else. Like and one they more.
My cousins would always make me play Spick.
Wow. that's your default character. Anyways, so with the game, I had so much fun. And it's basically, there's two different, you really only use two buttons, and you use the momentum of your character to execute most of the moves, like ramming, and just depending on who you're fighting and your positioning as you're fighting the one person, it changes up your attack. Sometimes you'll pummel them into the ground, you'll pick up weapons and use weapons, you'll pick up dynamite, and the game surprises you, because as you go through the stages, there's always something new, whether it's the enemies, whether it's a different element of dying. It surprises you. Even though I've played this game before and beaten it, I don't think I've actually beaten it before, but we did beat the game. I didn't play through the entire game. I actually gave up halfway, not because it was getting too hard, but my little brother has never played this game before. So I gave him the controller and I watched them beat the game, and every single stage just really switched it up. There was a lot of the familiar, but nothing was repetitive, even though you're fighting a lot of the same enemies and whatnot. It's just like any other good and challenging platformer. It always gives you certain elements, that, almost like Dark Souls, where it catches you off guard and you have to learn the hard way in order to learn at all how to get past a certain point.
That's cool.
So Battletoads, a lot of fun. Surprisingly, yeah, there's this one part where it's like Asteroids, where you're a spaceship and you have to defeat the rat ship.
Is this the one with the hover bike?
Yes, it is. God, the one with the hover bike. And we actually, but we did it, but this one wasn't even that hard.
The original Battletoads was
really hard. Yeah, but this one wasn't that hard at all. Oh. In fact, it was very easy. But there were certain parts of the game where it was really hard. And only, I think we only beat it because we were using an emulator where you could quick save anywhere and reload.
Oh, yeah.
Save state, load state.
Yep. And there was a certain point where we even had to look up how somebody beat a certain boss just to kind of get there. So obviously, you know, we didn't take the game super serious. We just wanted to get through it. And we did, and it was a lot of fun. It was in one setting, and I've never laughed so hard in a long time playing a video game. It was great.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one that I played? Oh, Wizard of Legend. I played it a couple nights ago for at least 2-3 hours, and played it for a few minutes just now. I guess, what are you guys' first impressions based on it? I mean, you only played for 2 minutes.
I was just spectating.
Yeah, I played for like 5 minutes, but no, it was really awesome.
It plays well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, yeah, you played it a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a controller guy. This is definitely not my type of game, but it seems like a lot of other games I've played, but done better.
Yeah, it definitely learned from the other twin stick shooter. I don't know. It's more of like a top-down beat-em-up, really. Mm-hmm. But the selling point here, it's a roguelike. 8-bit graphics. I think they could have done a little better on the graphics. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot 8-bit graphics done better than this.
That's 16.
Yeah. The selling point here is every run you earn money, and you actually earn enough every single run, unless you have a real shit run, to buy at least a little something. And there's probably 400 items in the game, and you can combine all the different items that give you different abilities and different passives. And so there's, I don't know, I can't do that kind of math, but there's as many different types of builds as you can think of. You can just go forever with different builds.
That's like, really cool. And plus, whoever you're playing with, you can combo with them. And even though you're all going against the same enemy, you can build your own character the way you want to and really play the game, even though you're playing with somebody else.
Exactly.
Yep. Whereas a lot of other video games, depending on which character you pick, you're going
to
be this support role.
You're going to be
this role. So this is fun.
It's high action. There's no support role. There is no tank. There's nothing. You're just dodging and shooting, running and gunning. Very fast pace. I did want to touch on one thing. So there, just like a lot of games, there's different fucking elements, right? Ice, fire, earth, and there's another one called chaos, but I haven't unlocked that yet.
Heart?
Huh?
Heart?
No.
No, we're not summoning Captain
Planet?
Did you guys ever see the SNL skit of Captain Planet? Yeah, so good. what do you call it? What was I talking about? But then the bosses are earth, fire, and ice. The first three bosses. Mm-hmm. And so if you go all ice build, you'll probably do really well against two of the levels. But then you got to go up against that ice level where you're doing half damage the whole time. So how do you build your character? Probably some balance, a little bit of everything, right? But even then,
diluting things doesn't...
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Or
maybe
things,
you and your partner could be complete opposites and that would help in a sense.
Yeah, but I've been playing...
Just equate.
Let's be honest here. I'm going to play this by myself.
What?
In my garage.
This is meant to be one of the most fun...
Oh, actually, it does have online
multiplayer. I do want this game. It's pricey. I'm pretty broke right now, guys.
I don't think it has online co-op.
Oh.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't say on the Steam page.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that would be nice.
But for now, I'm not saying it's better than Binding of Isaac, but I will say it's my Binding of Isaac for right now.
That's awesome.
And speaking of Binding of Isaac, they came out with a tradable card game, not online, physical card games you have to buy.
Huh.
Like in the foil packets?
Yeah. I think you buy, it's one of those that you buy the game and you have all the cards.
Like Munchkin?
What?
Munchkin?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's four times you bring it up. It's bothering me that I don't know what it is.
Munchkin, it's the one random card game. You see them at everywhere.
Not me.
Barnes Noble.
Haven't
it's
been
with
there.
The, it's with the little dude that with the big nose. It's
with Munchkins.
Yeah. They have big noses.
It's supposed to be a young person thing.
It's not. It's everywhere.
Now I'll type it in Munchkin.
I've been everywhere. Munchkin. I haven't seen it.
Munchkin card game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
never seen it.
It's like one of those
like
pick
Hagar
up and play. It's a
that?
Pick up and play card game. So yeah. It's definitely one for those board game collectors to have. Just
it looks
because it's simple.
Very similar to this, the Binding of Isaac. It's only four players, and somehow you're fighting bosses within the game. And the first one to kill three bosses wins the game, or four bosses. Yeah. The game's called Four Souls. Binding of Isaac, Four Souls. If you get four souls, you win.
Okay. If you have to kill bosses, most likely you won't have fun playing games. This game with me, because Boss Monster is the one game I made somebody else rage quit. Not me. I made somebody else rage quit.
It's like a 4-minute game.
What, really? Boss Monster?
Yeah. Like, it's not a very long game.
I don't know. I made somebody rage quit playing that game. It's pretty bad.
They put it on Kickstarter, and it got seven times what they asked for.
Oh, that's
awesome. How many Binding of Isaac fans there
that
are.
That sounds
there.
Like most Kickstarter things anyways. They always super exceed.
Successful ones anyway.
Well, the ones we talk about always sound like that because the ones we talk about are the ones that go crazy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's, for every one that does this, there's probably 300 that fucking fail.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I think the first and only Kickstarter I ever pledged to was Pure Pwnage.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
What is that about?
It's a movie about a Canadian gamer who's like the best Command & Conquer gamer on the planet.
Oh.
And he just goes around talking about how much he owns.
A documentary?
I don't even think I got anything. My pledge was so small. I don't think I got anything from it.
Movie based on title alone.
it's with FPS Doug and all of the other...
Come on.
World of Warcraft is a... what's it
a
called?
Love song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it takes itself seriously. Like they're
no,
not
it's
taking
a
that guy.
Parody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you've heard that the boom headshot. That's from that documentary.
Oh, okay.
The FPS Doug. Yeah, everybody runs faster with the knife. That's no. All right.
I know.
We're old guys. We're really, really old. Hey, Bobby. Like vampires. You know how we were talking about how long we can take this thing, the podcast. Like we were talking about, like, there is no age too old, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to have to be like vampires where you just bring in new blood to explain, like, everything that's going on. Implantable chip, you say?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like Fortnite right now. I know not a lot of people are playing it on our Discord, but there is such a... It is the most popular game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I feel like I don't know anybody who really plays it.
No.
It's so weird. It's such a divide.
There's maybe... No, like two people on our Discord that I've seen play mm-hmm. on regular. What I see on our Discord is Deep Rock Galactic, Overwatch, and
PUBG.
No, what was the one that shit.
I don't know. There's such a mix. I mean, I see people playing Divinity and just.
I mean, the majority, though.
The majority, I couldn't even boil it down to a majority.
You're never on Discord. You never answer.
I'm always on Discord. I'm just lurking in the shadows. All right. So, Wizard of Legend. Oh, we had one more thing, Quake Champions.
Yeah, that's also me. This is like, has anybody played this Quake Champions?
No, I saw Disrespect play it for like an hour though.
All right, you told me about like how much he was just destroying.
Just goes in there.
And
just destroys.
One of the newer ones, isn't it?
Yeah, this I was part of the beta, and the beta was garbage. But this just came out on a final release like last month. Mm-hmm. It was free to play for the first week, and if you got it within that first week, you pretty much have it. But now it's a $5 game, still well worth it. Old school arena shooter, all those classic weapons. They have an insta give mode. All you know,
it's a $29.99 game.
It's $5 for the base game.
Pack. Oh, okay.
So it's like a free to play game, and you get like one, two heroes at the start. You can buy all the champions for $30.
Do they have abilities?
They all have one. Yeah, they all have a couple special abilities, like a passive and an active.
Okay.
So some people will jump off walls or jump faster, jump higher.
It looked fun, him playing it, because he's so fucking good. Of course he's having a great fucking time. Right. He's like, within like 7 minutes, he's like, I'm so athletic. He goes, I've got to be in the top three players. It's got to be, because he's going like on 11 kill streaks.
Yeah.
Then he'll die some bullshit, and then... Ah, fuck.
I saw the same video you were talking about. And like when it first starts out in the game, you're pretty much playing on easy mode. You're playing with easier people.
I was doing
the same thing. I went like 20-1 on my first match.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I like
just
climbed up
bots.
The ranks, it wasn't bots. It was
just
people.
Kidding.
But
sure was.
Like, once I got into actual games, like with some skilled people, I was.
What if it's bots who think they're people?
It was weird. It was their names were Jake 1 through 17, but I mean, I killed them.
I actually had
no prejudice.
Playing Unreal Tournament 2001, I think, when I was a kid. 2004 it was. And I was playing with a whole bunch of people who I thought were bots.
Mm.
And I was just owning. I was playing on the server for like an hour, just thinking I'm the greatest ever. And then it turned out they were all bots, and I had no idea.
It's happened to me. Like it probably happened a few times on like...
Wow.
That's okay.
That like used to 13. Happen because... On old TF
that's
servers,
like winning,
not
that's
TF2,
like getting chicken
like,
dinner on mobile.
Like on old Team Fortress servers, if people left, they would fill those in with bots.
And so, the names wouldn't be bot-like.
Yeah, and they'd assign random names.
Yeah.
Be like,
but it'd
Jeremy.
Be pretty, but they didn't have any ping, so it's very obvious.
Yeah, ping would be zero.
Yeah.
But you didn't really know unless you were constantly checking the scoreboard and looking at the ping.
Yeah. Bobby, what was your class back then?
Engineer in Team Fortress.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I played a ton of engineer. Engineer or medic. Medic could poison people back then.
Yeah,
with those I actually pills. Got into Spy for a little bit, too. There were grenades
same
in
here.
Team Fortress. Spy was so much fun, especially I would, on 2-Fort, always Spy. Loved it.
You could
fake death and then pop up and stab someone in
exactly.
The back.
So you could, like, dress up as a friendly scout, right? Mm-hmm. So on your team, same color, run in, get killed, not get killed, fake your death. When everybody runs past you, you turn into one of their guys.
And then just stab him in the back.
Or pop up and, like, disable all their...
The Spy was so fun because it was such a mental game. Like, you would always pick on the snipers, and the snipers would kind of get smart, and then they'd be looking for you, so you'd have to change up your strategy. It was interesting. It's like hunting man, the most dangerous prey.
Really hard for me to... spies are the what that get me the most, really, when it comes to Team Fortress.
Yeah. The engineer had that grenade that would... The more ammo someone had, it would like detonate. You remember which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was the
EMP grenade.
Yeah, the EMP.
And it would disable electronics. But if there was ammo in the vicinity, it would detonate that ammo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and ammo is dropped from people. So if a good amount of people died somewhere, or half of them, and then you threw an EMP.
You could do some serious damage with that if there are enough people around.
But Rhythm Max reminded me of the big problem with that game was just the grenade spam.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just fucking... If there was a what do you call it, a choke point, you could just throw grenades in there nonstop. It was impossible. You could make a wall of explosions, and it wasn't fun for anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I forgot to put on notes. I played the Battlefield 5 Alpha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How'd you get in?
My friend Scorm, he's on our Discord.
Sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, pretty cool guy. So yeah, it's more of the same, really.
Really?
There's really not much change. The only big difference is as a squad leader, if your squad is doing well, you can then call in like an airstrike or you can order a tank, which is that tank That's you really saw with cool. the trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can like call those in.
What about the trailers?
How's they the look nice, man.
Yeah,
so it's like a flame tank that's carrying.
It seems
a
like the gameplay is not going to be that different in five, but it's really all these different modes that they're doing, and just kind of the, I don't know how to, not really the design of the game, but just all the different parts of it.
Which is the most you can really ask for the huge fan following that it has. You don't want to change too much of what they originally fell in love with.
From what I've been seeing from early. It surprised me what you just said, because a lot of people are saying they're doing just enough different this time. But I guess we'll see. It's pretty much bought, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might play it.
Hey, have you guys... Well, this will go into something else I want to talk about. Reddit. I'm new to Reddit. I've been on there for maybe...
You're new to Reddit?
Yeah. I've been using it for maybe a month now.
All right.
I've tried it a few times before, and then now I finally get it, that this is like... If not the birthplace of funny shit on the internet.
Yeah, I've been seeing, like, you're posting Reddit links in our Discord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm like, guys, there's this thing now.
It's like everybody else has seen this shit.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, hey,
no, they're reacting naturally. Anyway, so.
It's a repost from 3 years ago, Emilio.
Anyway, it's fucking fantastic. If you don't know what it is, start using it. But the reason I wanted to bring it up is the subreddit, Thanos did nothing wrong.
Okay.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's all these people that say Thanos killed half the universe, right? In the Avengers. And they say that they did nothing wrong. That like, if you killed half of the world, the other half would be better off and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it kind of started off with this like negative vibe. But then eventually the leaders said, we're going to ban half the members of Thanos did nothing wrong, right?
Wow.
So then it started getting traction, and now it's hitting like USA Today and stuff. So everybody's joining that. They originally had 50,000 when they so now they have 400,000 people. And even after the ban, they're going to have four times what they originally had, which is like a really weird thing. But tomorrow it happens.
Okay.
They're calling it the snappening, because when he snaps, everybody disappears, right? So the snappening is for tomorrow. Josh Brolin, who plays Thanos, sent in a video. He goes, hey, Redditors, are you ready? And he did that. And it's just like, it's growing into this big thing. And I'm finally part of like one of these meme trains that happen on the internet. And it's awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Well, welcome to Reddit.
You know what's hilarious is when
you
people...
You are so late to that party.
I know. But do you guys actively use Reddit?
It's like the entire... It's like the human population is... already on Mars, and you're fucking. You're,
awesome.
You're like.
Well, I'm here for the gang. I'm here for the gangbang. Everybody's already covered in juices.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I use Reddit at least 10 times a day.
I think I made my first.
Use Reddit unless it's for a specific purpose. Like I never touch Reddit
for entertainment as a news resource, as a time killer. I used to Reddit.
I didn't use Reddit until Heroes of the Storm.
I used to Reddit all day, every day, but that's way back when. I made my first foo comic when I was 20.
What's a foo comic?
He knows.
Yeah. See, I don't know.
It's like the reason a lot of people get into Reddit back then was...
Yeah. It's basically like, you know, the troll face?
Yeah.
Like, there are all these different faces.
Right.
That were like stick figure faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had different foo comic faces, and you create your own foo comic and you repost it. So...
What is that?
Oh, that's the battery of my keyboard.
Oh, and it's at 100%? I was really worried about that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not near the sun. I know. I know. I don't know. I don't know how that thing works.
That's funny.
Look it up on Reddit.
Anyway, Battlefield 5. And now I could be one of those smug people, by the way, that they like send, you know, I get a text of a meme and I'm like, I saw this 2.5 weeks ago. I could be one of them now, so it's awesome. Battlefield 5, I'm pretty excited about this. I don't care about your review.
No, it's not a bad game. Like, if you like Battlefield, you're going to like this game.
I feel like Battlefield 1
was a
masterpiece.
They're called Rage Comics, my bad. I call them Foo Comics because like I think that was the name of the subreddit.
Well, yeah, the Foo is a certain type of Rage Comic.
Rage Comic, yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
So I don't think you're really using Reddit, Bobby, if you're just going to one subreddit.
Yeah, I don't want to use Reddit.
But you do, though. It's the fastest way to get news.
It really is.
Yeah, and the best thing about it, goddamn.
You know what's just as fast as getting news? Having your other friends bore you to death with news stories.
But No.
What's great for news, honestly, is just that thing on your Android phone. You just hit the thing and you scroll down, and it's like, oh, all the news that I'm interested in, right there.
Yeah, but the thing about
Reddit filters it.
Yeah, they filter it, and like
user based.
If there's
filtering.
Any bullshit at all, yeah. The users figure it out. Like they're so smart, and they call any bullshit out. If somebody's trying to sell something, they're shut down right away. If the news is reported wrong, they call it out on that. It's just like, it's fantastic. Half of the posts, the nice thing about it is the comment, because they're upvoted. Anyway, everybody knows this.
I don't know. I have no interest in Reddit in general, except for when I'm trying to find information about something specific. They're great communities, especially if you're like new into a game and you want to, you know, learn what the good characters are in a game, or learn something about it, or get the most recent updates, or find patch notes, and all that stuff is all on there. And Blizzard is actually very actively involved in the HOT subreddit, and I'm sure the Overwatch one as well. Like, you know, it's something amazing that just happened recently. It's amazing to me because I'm old and I remember a time when this would never happen, but they reworked Raynor. We talked about this last week, character in Heroes of the Storm. They changed his passive trait to acquire weak spot, and it's every fourth attack does like splash damage and a little extra damage. And someone posted something on Reddit, said that's kind of a weak name, like that doesn't really fit his character, you should change it to give him some pepper, which is a thing that Raynor says in the StarCraft games. Got upvoted so much that boom. Blizzard was like, it's a great idea, fucking boom. And they did it.
Video game developers do pay attention to Reddit.
You have to. That's because, your people.
Yeah. Well, especially in a game like that, like a game that's a service. I don't know. I just remember a time where you bought a game off the shelf. That was the fucking game, man. In PC gaming, eventually, like you could download a patch
went to your mother
website.
from the bottom of the basement.
Yeah, especially like a cartridge game. You couldn't really do anything with that. But, you know, with PC gaming, eventually you could like download a patch from their website, and then you'd go on servers and they're like, oh, we're playing on patch 1.20B and you have 1.20A, so you can't play this until you update. You had all that problem, but man, things have changed.
Dude, I just this whole thing, what we're talking about, all led back to a memory of me at 18 talking to my buddy working nights, and we came up with the new Super Mario Kart, like after the first one came out. So it would be Mario Kart 2. We wrote out this whole big old manuscript. We were going to send it to Nintendo. I don't think we ever did.
That's but, man, awesome.
Speaking
of Android news and Fortnite that nobody's playing in this room, Fortnite recently opened up their Playground element. So it's basically Minecraft meets Fortnite.
Yeah.
And they're doing a lot of very impressive shit with it. And
pyramids.
Recreating Mario Kart with the grocery carts in Fortnite is one of them. That popped up on my newsfeed. Apparently, I think
it's like
would
Gary's
be interested in stuff like that. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But I think they shut it down again. I don't know. There's a reason for it. I didn't get it too much into it. Like we said, we're not really speaking to the Fortnite community, I don't think. Our listeners don't play it, as far as I know.
They better not.
Bastard.
Yeah. You know, on what you said, Emilio, that also reminded me of when I designed a game for this contest they had. I think it was Game Players, the magazine that I subscribed to when I was a kid. But they had this, like, design your own game thing, and I really took it seriously. And I don't think I ever submitted it, but I swear there is a manila folder somewhere in my parents' garage that has just like sketches and designs and papers all typed out for a game that I designed. It was a fighter game because I was really into Street Fighter at the time, but it was called Insecticide, and it was insects that fought each other, and the area was the backyard, and you had to work your way around the backyard fighting each one till you finally fought the king insect, whatever that was. So I had like all these bugs drawn out and their special moves, like praying mantis, ladybug. It's somewhere in my parents'
garage.
That's
awesome, dude.
I'm going to find it one of these days. I'm going to bring it in.
We're going to sell that thing on eBay, dude.
I think there were a handful of like very short, game ideas that I would spawn up, and it would only take up a page. I think the last one I was thinking about was an 8-bit party-based RPG where, like, you know how at weddings they have photographers and all these little things? What about they have a little, like, video game thing where you turn, you make your video 8-bit character at the wedding.
Oh, cool.
And then they just put you in different places. And so when the...
Of course, your game would revolve around some relationship thing.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Falling in love, getting married. But, you know, the only thing that I can't even accomplish in game or in real life. Not bitter at all. But if it'd be like instead of like a video camera or a video, it's like a video game of just like you just go in the room, you walk around, you talk to people, and you actually get to put your own phrase in, your own 8-bit character. So it's like somebody walking down memory lane just for
Does
a moment.
Anybody know what she's talking about?
I am no, come
so
on.
Anybody
so lost?
Right? Anybody
it
following?
Is so
I don't
cute.
Know if you're talking about
it's
something
like a
that
photo
happens.
Album.
I get
it's like
it,
a photo album,
game?
But it's a video game album. It's not. No, it's not meant to be a game. It's meant to be like a video game, all like memory album.
An interactive experience.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. But do you do it live at a wedding, like a booth?
Yeah, you just fill out, like, you make your 8-bit character.
So you make
character.
Your cupcake at the cupcake booth, and then you go over to
and then you, like, put in the phrases you want to say. So when they play the game and they walk up to you, you get to see the different phrases. You know what? I'm going to make this game just to spite you guys.
And then we'll
be the
bitter.
Very first. Yeah, I'll be the very first one, okay? Just got to find me a video game developer that wants to marry me in business.
Yeah, just wait till you pitch this.
My face hurts from laughing.
That boardroom you go into, and you go in there with all these charts. I can just imagine everything falling out.
Okay, think about Amelia. Your 40th birthday was just recent.
Right.
Imagine if every single person that came to your 40th made like an 8-bit character. Took him no time at all. Character creation.
Sure.
And then they got to type in their phrases and shit like that.
Okay.
And if you just pop in like the CD or like download this flash game, mm-hmm. and you walk, and it's like a week after your party, you're like, oh my god, what a good time! Looking through the photos. It's like, oh, let's play that flash game. You go in there and you walk around.
And you
click
put your character.
You talk
it.
To Chad's character, and he's like, "Fuck you, Emilio. I hate you. Why didn't you or stuff like
that?" Yeah.
It'd be funny.
I kind of
like,
see
oh my,
it.
Yeah,
I
the
see
appeal
it,
to that because it's like reliving
the party. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
There you go.
All right.
Sounds cute.
All right, let's talk about a little news here. Only one thing on here. This is coming from Ars Technica. This is kind of a long story. I'll explain the story behind it. But Valve leaked Steam game player counts, and we have the numbers. So this is listing the top played games on Steam. This is counting unique people who have installed and played a game, not concurrent players, but just what I described, people who have actually played the game, unique numbers. So what happened was there's this website called Steam Spy, and people used it to kind of get an idea of how many people were playing each game.
Mm-hmm.
Steam changed some things, and that was no longer working. Steam said, hey, we're going to come out with our own version of this. Don't worry. But before they did, somebody found some sort of loophole in the way that they count achievements and was able to get even more accurate numbers than Steam Spy was able to get. So these are the top games. And again, these are the ones where people have downloaded and installed and played the game. Not concurrent players, but just downloaded, installed, and played.
At least once.
Yes. So Team Fortress 2. So there's going to be a lot of free-to-play games up here. But what interests me the most are the paid-for games. Team Fortress 2, not a big surprise. Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, number
50,
two.
We're starting at 50 million.
50 million,
yeah.
Unique IDs.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, number three. Here's a surprise. Number four, Unturned.
That was
remember that game?
Because
blew
I,
up, man.
Dude, everybody played that. And that
I
was
did.
Developed by one person.
Was it free or
I've
was it like three
it.
Bucks? I feel like it was
I'm
like
pretty
three
sure
bucks.
It was free. Let me look it up.
I've never played Unturned, but I know what it is.
We played it when it first came out because everybody was playing it.
It looks like Minecraft, but it was made by 15-year-old.
Well, it was a survival game back when those were big, but it looked like Minecraft, and it actually played really well. It was really impressive. Yeah, it is free to play. But yeah, that's number four.
But that was a big selling point that like... I mean, it had a story behind it. And the story was it was made by like a 12 or 13-year-old, I believe. One guy.
Yeah, one guy. Okay, what else we got here?
Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead 2, not a big surprise. Payday 2, Garry's Mod, Warframe, Counter-Strike Source, Paladins.
Dang.
Skyrim.
It was free.
So. A lot of these are not a big surprise. RoboCraft, pretty high up there.
Mm.
We got into that for about a week.
Yeah, we had fun with that. Chivalry, okay. Ark. Yeah, but man, those are the numbers. That's pretty interesting.
Are there any games you can think of that you're surprised aren't up there right now?
There's games that I'm surprised are not higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think a Portal 2 would be higher. So this is like the best rated game on Steam, but it's like number 15.
But GTA 5, you can also play that through Rockstar's launcher, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you bought anywhere but Steam, like if you bought on Good Old Games or Green Man Gaming.
It's not counted.
It's not on Good Old Games, but Green Man Gaming's, or if you bought it through, what was that cheap G2A. Site? Yeah, G2A. Those were all Rockstar codes, not mm-hmm. Steam. So I think a lot of people did play them on there.
Of all time, what game do you think is right up there at the top?
What do you mean?
All time?
TF2.
Yeah, probably
not on Steam.
Of all time, something played.
I mean, my bet would be on WoW.
Yeah.
My bet would be on WoW.
I bet Fortnite's higher. I bet it has more than...
What?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's only been out for so long.
Yeah, but it's free.
Yeah, it's
and the whole world's and, playing it, yeah, and people are playing on their phones, tablets. But you know what? It's probably something. Bobby, remember when somebody asked us what your first multiplayer experience was? Mm-hmm. I totally forgot about Yahoo Games. It was definitely Yahoo Games. I used to play
playing chess.
Chess on Yahoo Games. Yeah. Yeah.
Does that count though?
It's an online experience.
You know, mine was Slingo. Has ever played Slingo?
Is that the one that's like a rubber band and you shoot?
No, things? it's a AOL game that's like. Kind of like bingo slot machine.
Oh, yeah, I did play that. It was fucking awesome. Yeah.
I did not play
Slingo. I love playing that.
Yeah.
I was really big on some Pictionary game when it came to Flash games. It was online. You jump in, and it was basically Pictionary in a chat room.
Pictionary's fun. Oh, I played that, too.
Yeah. Hmm. Forgot the name.
All right, next up in the news, TennoCon 2018.
TennoCon. Okay, sorry.
This is all about Warframe. Tennos are the characters
Asian
in Warframe.
Female here. Yeah,
I was going to say it.
whole other thing there. Whole other thing.
You got an extra
Can you guys
ticket
explain
to
it? I'm lost. What's tentacles?
It's about tentacles.
All right. So there's a bunch of articles that I clipped here, but I'll read them real quick. These are all things that were announced at TennoCon. Warframe is getting hoverboards that you can do tricks on.
Cool.
Getting a co-op spaceship combat that looks a lot like third-person FTL. Mm-hmm. Warframe is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
This is all Warframe news?
Yeah, yeah. TennoCon is all about Warframe.
Oh,
yeah. They got enough players to apparently have their own convention.
I hate this convention. It's all about fucking Warframe.
And then there's a new expansion with
I came for the tentacles.
Alien landscape.
The
What's the thing about the FTL, Bobby?
So this is a new game mode that they have.
Within the game, or is it going to be a separate engine?
I think it's going to be within the game, because I played very little Warframe. But the idea is that you go on these different runs, and that's the game itself. But you have this time where you're kind of sitting in your, I don't know, almost like the menus, just kind of like...
A lot of menu time. It's your spaceship. It's your personal spaceship.
And you're kind of like putting things together, crafting resources. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, stuff like that. Yeah, so I'm assuming this is one of the other missions that you can go out on. But yeah, it's supposed to be like a third-person FTL, which sounds enticing.
Single player or multiplayer?
I'd assume it'd be multiplayer.
I'm only asking because it seems fucking awesome. If you could play, get a full... The graphics on the on this game are awesome. Like, really, really nice graphics. They keep updating them. And then FTL, I love. So if we can just... And it's free to play. Mm-hmm. So I'd be very interested in this.
This game is a grind fest, man. This whole game is just grinding.
Yep.
It's
a good game, though. I mean, the mechanics are all there.
Yeah, if you want to do the same mission 10 times.
Mm. I ain't play it that much to get bored of it.
Yeah. I played for an hour. It was
grinding is for the addicts.
I don't know. I think a lot of games boil down to that. They do get grindy. It depends on how much you play of the game. Like, you're eventually going to reach a point where any game will get grindy. Even World of Warcraft, which I think is the best version of...
Even my time at Porsche.
Yeah, even that.
Did we ever look up the...
I can't wait to... So if you guys didn't know this, I am moving this week. So on Tuesday when this episode is released, I will be sweating and getting into my new apartment. Because I'm single again. Most of you might already know that. So I will be gaming a lot more. So the fact that I haven't played much new games, can't wait to get back into it. A lot of the games that I have been playing, Deep Rock Galactica, my time at Portia. There's been enough time where the patches are significant enough for me to re-experience the game and kind of
thank
like
God. I was
review.
Really hoping there's going to be some more my time at Portia talk.
I've been and then I got to get back into Fallout 4, which as well.
So. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to play the VR one. We got to keep the VR a little longer, so
yeah,
got to go keep playing that. Dude, it's so weird. When I came out on it's a different kind of vault because you get elevated out of the floor. And I finally, you know, got to, and I saw the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I took a deep, I was like.
Smell
like,
grass?
Like I was like, yeah. Like if I just hit the fresh air.
Yeah.
Because you're in that like dank thing full of cockroaches. Yeah. And I got out and then I was like, I'm a fucking idiot. Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Guess what? Still smell like a garage.
Yeah. Isn't there.
Spoilers.
Wasn't there something that had like. There was a parody where they had like the smell, like 3D smell controller. Didn't we talk about that?
I think it was
a
joke. Fool's.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was an April Fool's thing.
Right.
But yeah, that'd be fantastic. Oh, I saw that for reals though. Haptic suits, they're working on them and they'll be. The first generation is going to be done by November of this year.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, I forgot who's making it, but it was like a big name. I was like, damn.
Is it going to be like an air bar?
What?
Like, you mean a haptic suit so you can feel?
Oh, haptic suit. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
It's like Ready Player One.
Ah.
So I can get a massage from somebody in another country?
Correct.
All right.
What?
Straight to Thailand.
Yeah, they're really good at it. Oh, God damn. Yeah, when I was in Thailand, so we went to go get massages. Legit massages. And my buddy is 6'6", something like that, 6'5".
Okay.
And this lady is probably 4'2". And she's she's trying to, like, do the... There's these things that they do where, like, they'll apply pressure in the middle of your back and pull your both your arms back like this or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, crucifix type thing. And then in order for her to do hit on his body, she had to wrap her legs around one wrist, and because I was in the room, and then grab the other wrist with the top of her hands and bow her body back just to, like, get him that arc. It was... So basically, he was wearing her like a sword. Like
oh, my God.
Like that's, it was so crazy. Basically, she's not his wingspan. She's, like, 3/4 of his wingspan.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Hilarious. And I'm trying to like kind of relax and I look over, I go, what the fuck is going on over there? How do I pay for that?
All right. Orange Boom. Thanks for the sub, man. I guess it's time for listener questions.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. We got a few that came in through Twitch chat. We will get to those, I guess, right away. First one is from Mansur Moto. Question for Emilio and others, if applicable. I remember you streaming Prey, the new DLC, Prey Moon Crash, launched when it sounds like a first-person roguelike. Interested thoughts. Did you stream Prey or was that me?
No, I did it. Well, you did more.
Okay.
Sure.
That was a long time ago that I streamed Prey.
We got those for free, I feel like. That was the last game we got for free from DL Gamers or whatever.
Yeah, totally worth it. Yeah. Love that game. New DLC, Moon Crash. Look good. We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it because it's a roguelike and it's first person and the graphics are great in that game. It's interesting to me for sure.
DLC's
depends how much
it is. Sale for
20 bucks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they say it's like infinitely replayable. I don't know. Might be good because the original game was a little too slow for me. So it'd be nice to play a roguelike. And my big, big complaint on roguelikes is why are they always 8-bit? Yeah. Everspace was the first one with really nice graphics. If we could get another game like that, that'd be fantastic.
City of Brass.
Yeah, City of Brass is okay graphics. Pretty good. But they're coming along. The roguelike genre is definitely still, it's here to stay, and I love it.
All right, NJ Slap. This is from last week. It was directed at Chi. This question's for Chi or anyone who plays CSGO. What rank were you last and your three favorite maps?
By the way, he really liked my impression of Chi answering this question.
Really? Let's see if it's anything like the real thing. And I'll have to listen to that last episode just for that one moment. As for what rank I was last, for the most recent patch, I believe I hit Gold Nova 4. And then before that, I was a badge. Yeah, DMG. So that's the the furthest I got in terms of ranking, and I was really pushing for, I think my Eagle Wings, but I never made it there because
the
I did whole
Counter-Strike don't make any sense to me. The ranks in Counter-Strike, well, I don't understand them. Are they like military ranks?
No.
There's
It's not like, you know, bronze, silver, gold, platinum. There's not
No.
You have to know
easy to
the
understand
game.
Hierarchy. Yeah. Yeah, it's like DMG and Eagle Wings and Phantom Fence. Pigeon Feather.
Well, and for my three favorite maps, my personal favorite right now would probably be Infernal. I love competitive Inferno, and then I for like super goofy off like the wall fun, I do like office games.
Yeah,
office and fun. Then I don't like D2 to be honest, and I do like
Dust too.
I do like maybe my third favorite. That's hard. It's like, how maps. Do I squeeze it in?
How many maps do they have? They've got a lot, right?
They've got so many.
If you're going for just like official maps. I mean, like maps, the official maps. Like 16 official maps.
For my third, I feel like the rest is all just like tied for third because I feel neutral about
Penis Island.
Everyone.
No, like
not
Island.
Those.
That's an awesome map.
It's like Ice World, actually, is my third favorite. No, like Scout's Knives. Can't get enough of it. I have dreams about being in Scout's Knives. No, my third favorite map, maybe Militia.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I haven't played Militia since 1.6.
It's a long time.
Actually, for this question, I booted up Counter-Strike to see what my rank is, played one game and got to Silver Elite Master. But before
that's
then,
not bad for the first ranking, because when I first ranked, I think I got Silver 2 or something like that.
Yeah, they changed the ranking system completely. Like back then, I was like, I was a DMG 2 way back like 3 years ago, but they changed ranking systems.
Oh, yeah, DMG. Well, I used to be the PQJ.
Yeah.
PB&J.
DMG was a Distinguished Master Guardian.
And Bobby with the Emilio joke in my absence.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, God. I remember what my new favorite map. God, how could I not remember it right now?
I liked Assault.
It's like the new D2, but it's not D2. It's not Inferno.
D3.
It's just
Bobby, how was
it? How am I forgetting? I am totally brain farting right
Bobby,
now.
Bobby, how was my impression?
Because I haven't been.
I think I exactly said I used
it
to be this.
Close. Yeah, yeah,
that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Hold on.
Mirage? Go.
Mirage. Okay, yes. Mirage is my number one right now. Spencer. Inferno number two.
Thanks, Spencer.
Yeah. Thank you so much. How could I forget about Mirage? So that's my personal favorite map right now to play competitive.
Well, after a certain point, you don't look at the map names anymore, right? Or do you?
No, I do. And yeah. I always mark maps that I want to play, mark maps that I don't want to play. I never queue up for D2.
I think Mirage is like
that's
the
basically
most popular map right now.
Yeah, I like Mirage a lot. It's the one where I know a lot of the different
angles and throws.
Nade throws, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, Sniper asks, where does the DLG intro and outro music come from?
I've told this guy like four times.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of fucking guys.
I feel
guys.
Like we've answered this on the podcast before. It's just a bunch Maybe
of
fucking not. Guys.
There's a lot of people that aren't even on our Discord, like tons of people, obviously. And one of them is Frubs. Like he'll be, if I want to talk to him, he'll be on there. But anyway, Frubs is the one who he's in the industry. I think he makes bumpers and intros and outros, so it's like perfect. And he offered, it was perfect. He did our last one right too, right or something. He did some other stuff.
Yeah. He did our last couple intros where we had like things that we would say in it. They were really great. And then, he did our most recent one.
And she said she was going to get us some bumpers, but it didn't fall within her 5% completion ratio. So
the outro music is a KeyGen tune. I think if you look up Get Smile by Acme, you'll find that one. But in the early days of the podcast, we used to use all KeyGen music because this was back before there was a whole lot of royalty-free music on YouTube. So I figured, KeyGen music, can't go wrong with that, right?
Yeah. I remember you sent me like 10, and I was like, this one really sounds like an intro, this one really sounds like an outro, and this sounds like newsy.
Yeah, we used to run it in between each segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that one has always been our outro music. I like how it's got a sharp attack. It just kind of cuts right in. So, when we end the show, it's just like, boom, and it kicks in.
I like the whispers you've been putting in there afterwards, too. Like how we keep talking or whatever.
Yeah.
Most of them, I sound more like an idiot because I'm fucking wasted by then, usually.
Well, basically, he just doesn't cut anything out.
If you're wondering how much I drink.
Is that
we
wine?
We ran out of ice.
Now you're drinking just straight wine?
Yeah.
That's a
straight
big,
wine? Yeah, I
mean,
usually mix my wine.
Glass of wine.
You don't like calimochas?
I don't know what that is.
Calimochas, it's very common in Spain. It's considered the poor man's sangria.
Is what she usually talks about, is like globally known and I'm an idiot? Or like, is her things very
it's
specific?
Like a 50-50
it's what's
on
commonly
that one.
Known.
No, it's because I'm a bartender and it's all fucking small talk.
You would know.
Okay. And so,
I bet you pick up so much random knowledge from that.
Yeah, but I don't retain most of it because
just
most
the most
of it is.
Like,
I drink calimochos, that's why. And it's a poor man's sangria because you put Coca-Cola in shitty
the
wine.
Fuck? Oh.
And it tastes pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It tastes
wine
really
and Coke,
good.
Yeah.
Wine and Coke.
So, yeah. Yes, horrible. There is not straight wine, Emilio.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Boom!
Sangria.
That back around. Nice,
there.
Nice work.
Sangria.
Gee, did you work last night?
Yes, I did. It was busy as fuck.
All right.
Too bad you didn't come in. It
would
have been nice to
see
you.
I messaged you because I didn't know if like your car was working or not.
Oh.
So I was like, maybe she just didn't work it because you never got back to me. So it's like, maybe
oh,
she
no,
just didn't
no,
make
no.
it in.
My battery died and I tried to jump it. It didn't work. And I just replaced it out today. But no, I'm going to work.
Hey guys,
very responsible.
I want to let you guys in on something between how you guys argue and stuff.
Yes.
Somebody sent me a PM and it said, now that she's single, are they going to fuck or what?
No.
Ridiculous. I'm not saying that that's what it's about.
Right.
I'm saying that so many people are listening.
Was
some
it
people
Jens?
The wrong
it was
idea.
Probably Jens, right?
It was probably Jens.
All right. Earlier in the show, Junksor asks, did you guys ever use a service called M-Player? That's where I started playing Quake and Team Fortress. So this was a multiplayer connection service in
before
the 90s.
Steam?
Before Xfire?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before
I don't
Q,
remember this
IRC?
One. This sounds vaguely familiar. A few weeks ago, I talked about...
I did use it once.
Oh, you did?
Keep going. No, keep going.
A few weeks ago, I talked about the service that I used, the Zone.net or Zone.net.
Did the same thing?
Yeah, it was a website you went to and you would go into rooms. Yeah, I brought up the screenshot and everything. Yeah.
I guess all you have to do really is trade, what are those called? IP addresses, right? That's how
The website would actually launch the game for you and automatically connect you, assuming that there wasn't any mismatch in the version of the game that you had or like you weren't using any mods that weren't allowed.
Like a proto Steam.
Yeah, kind of. Right. But all it did was match you with other people in games and create the lobby for you. But M-Player, I am not familiar with that.
Honestly, maybe I don't think it sounds familiar,
actually,
but I use GameTiger.net. I'm not sure if you guys remember GameTiger.
No.
But back in the Counter-Strike 1.5, before Steam, in order to find your friends to see if they were playing video games, you would type in their handle and it would show their IP. It would show if they're currently showed up at all, it would show if they were actively in a server and what map and how many players were on that server.
On a website or?
On a website.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And that's how I would find, and that's how I made friends for a CS. I would, basically people would keep the same name and that's the only way I could find somebody again. Or if my
was
somebody.
Was it whocouldcarryme.com?
Shut up. GameTiger.net.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
And then also as well, no, I never use M-Player.
This looks very familiar.
It does, though. I think I tried it once, and I'm like, nah, don't need it. But I did use GameTiger.net a whole lot.
I had friends and multiple computers all the time. I always had
X-Fire.
Not only that I had two computers, but I had two monitors and on a desk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends would just come over and play. I guess I never really sought out that multiplayer thing until Steam came out, and then I just played on Steam. So I skipped all this stuff.
GameTiger.net.
Yeah, I want to see if anything comes up in Google images for GameTiger.net. Just GameTiger.
Nostalgia.
No, that's not. Oof. No, don't put on game services. Just GameTiger.net. GameTiger.net. No, nothing in Google images shows up. It, right there. InfoTiger, what is that? You see that? Right, click on. And he clicks on like two
Bobby
tigers,
just,
like
that's pretty good.
Bobby just clicked on a picture of two tigers.
Tiger Woods.
It doesn't exist anymore. So this website is so old; it
the
just
internet doesn't
exist.
Even remember it? This looks cool, though.
No.
That's a tiger handheld.
Remember those?
Yes, I do.
Somebody is bound to.
Oh, I had. This
I
one.
Had the Street Fighter
I
one
had
as well.
This one.
For sure, the
it
Street Fighter
so
tiger
bad.
Handheld.
Oh, boy.
That and the Mortal Kombat one.
God, those handhelds are so bad.
I had the Aladdin one right there. They were, like, if you had too much sunlight on it, they were completely useless. Just, so the batteries got low. Yeah.
Boom. Info Tiger. Is that the one?
No, that's not it. It was simple like that, though. It existed. If you Google, just Google the description. No, just the normal one. I'm sorry. Yeah. See what happened to GameTiger.net.
Nobody knows.
We're not going to read all this.
It's, oops, sorry. Sorry. It's gone.
If you guys want to know what a it sounds like when a podcast implodes, you're listening to it right now.
Yeah.
It always happens with the listener questions.
Yep.
All right.
This is where we get loose.
Scott Fly asks, directed towards Emilio, can you recommend an FPS similar to old FPS games with linear gameplay levels, difficulty dictating the number of objectives, similar to GoldenEye 64?
I made a bunch of like...
Perfect Dark. Just
kidding. Yeah, exactly. I made a bunch of different suggestions for this, like Wolfenstein and...
Is he asking about newer ones that feel like old games, or is he talking about the actual old games?
I think he's just talking about a really good first-person shooter. Well,
GoldenEye was just so unique in that objective system they had.
Yeah.
Like, the harder it got, or the objectives was what made it difficult, the amount of objectives.
Yeah. Every time I suggested something, he was like, no, played it. So then I was like, Cyberpunk 2077. Jerk.
Yeah. Shadow Master suggested one, Hellbound Survival Mode. So Hellbound is a game that's going to be coming out, I don't know, sometime soon, but they have Survival Mode, which is free, and you can play it now. I did play this, and I almost talked about it a couple weeks ago, but I was thinking it was when we were doing our E3 Expo.
Oh, okay.
And so I just nixed the whole thing. But this is a game that is new, but is trying to relive that feel of the old 90s FPS. Not objectives. This is just wave survival, the mode that they have now. It actually handled pretty well, but it's all one note. There's not a whole lot to this until the actual game comes out. But I have played this game, and it's pretty decent. Some of the other first-person shooters, because I always keep my eye on these types of games, these old... are these new games that are trying to mimic the 90s, early 2000s first-person shooters. Two of them that look good to me is Dusk, $20 right now. Hasn't been on sale recently, early access. And Amid Evil, I think, is the one that's kind of like Heretic. Yeah.
Ooh, this one's like Dusk. That's the game we just looked at. Huh? You guys are a bunch of jerks.
So... I don't know if this is really what he's looking for, because a lot of the old 90s or early 2000s shooters, they're really fast-paced, they really shoot them up. The whole objective thing, I'm not too sure if they do anything like that.
Because
I never played GoldenEye, at least not single player. No, I didn't have an N64.
They have a pretty cool PC mod for it. It's like really amplifies the game and makes it
smaller. There you go. Do that.
Yeah, do that. Do the PC mod.
Yeah, do the PC mod. Be a PC gamer. If you've never done mods, learn.
A Medieval or Dusk, I'd recommend those two. At some point, I'm going to pick these up, but I can only play so many of these games. I would imagine GoldenEye looks horrible, though, because I played Shadows of the Empire, that old N64 game. The Steam version they have looks so bad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend going back to GoldenEye right now. The original one, that was good for its day, but it's...
Yeah, to look at it now is pretty hard.
Inject joke about old games here. Like I usually do.
You have to go the game because it might pick up the movie. There you go. Because
you don't want to see Tina Turner sing the theme song. Yeah. All right. We'll get a glance at that while I read the next question here. All right. This actually doesn't look too bad. It's just when you see
frame slowdowns and...
Ugh. God, we all remember this game.
This game can get really slow.
The guns.
I wonder if he's played... Can you Google Time Shift? Or YouTube Time Shift?
That was made by the same... Yeah, guys,
same, really?
Same, yeah, same people.
So, are you talking about that game at the arcade where you put the pedal?
No, it's a shooter.
It's a shooter.
Oh, that's on Steam, too.
It's a multiplayer shooter.
Oh, this isn't it.
This is the remake.
Time Splitters.
Played the hell out of that. Me and my friends
Sorry,
were
not
played.
Time Shift. Sorry, this is... Wait, is this it?
No. It's Time Splitters.
No, not Time Splitters.
This is definitely.
That was pretty similar,
This is the N64 one.
Yeah.
Well, let's just spend another hour trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Shadow Master asks, what video game commercial is your favorite, and every time you see it, it makes you want to play it, no matter how old it is?
Video game commercials.
Yeah, who watches video game commercials?
What's a commercial? I read this and I was video game commercial. You mean a video game trailer? I don't watch
commercials. There aren't really video game commercials. No, there are video game commercials for like new games. I've seen them.
I do have an answer for this. The Skyrim one, where like, I mean, I will never watch. I would have to actively search it because I liked it so much. Mm-hmm. But something about Vikings fucking gruttily going, whoo, ha. And then that's the soundtrack, and then it builds up, and then the chick comes in and she's like, oh, fucking every time I'm like, take my money, take it. And then the dragon comes out. It's awesome.
The dragon.
Does anybody have any idea what I'm talking about?
I don't know the commercial.
I want to see it now.
It's like a snowy beginning.
I think I've seen this,
and it's live action.
That one right there.
Oh yeah. Dude, I remember this.
I was like,
that was a good commercial.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I think this is kind of what started the live action trend, maybe. I don't know. Anyway,
come out?
It's the song more than it is the trailer. Yeah.
Can we turn the sound on for
a
bit?
Let's hear a little bit of it.
So it's like a village being attacked, made by a dragon.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure so many people who saw this is like Game of Thrones.
Proto.
Yeah.
Just before Game of Thrones? Yeah. 2011? Well, yeah.
Not the books, I don't think.
Not the books, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there's a dragonborn.
Yeah.
Being a badass.
Oh, shit. Cracking the knuckles.
You got to crack the knuckles before you crack a dragon. We missed the whole song, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, as for the songs during video game commercials that sold me on the game, Bayonetta was one of my favorites.
That was commercial.
Bayonetta commercial with LaRue as the verbal artists. So yeah, In for the Kill, that one.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one. Remember we had that question of like what song matched up with the game so well that you bought the album. I don't think you bought the LaRue album, but
that or so the original Assassin's Creed had Iron Kid.
Hey, let's make a character that's 10 feet tall and her clothes is made out of her own hair.
This game's supposed to be really good, though, right?
It's on PC.
Well, the people who make this Platinum Games have a huge cult following, and I think they're all garbage games, honestly.
See, I'm worried I'm going to play this and be like, oh, this is...
It's more like Devil May Cry.
It's like an easy Devil May Cry.
Did you ever play one, Bobby?
No, never played a Devil May Cry game.
You'll hate... Well, it's a controller, so you're lost there already. And it's about killing monsters in the flashiest...
Like combos.
Yeah, combo, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So all her clothes are made by her hair.
Yeah.
So she's like, because she has full control of her hair. Mm-hmm. And so like, there's certain times where she needs all her hair. So some of her clothes go.
Yeah. The more big her abilities are, the less
clothes she gets.
Clothes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what commercial always stands out to me. And I think this commercial alone sold a ton of copies of this game. But the original Dead Island commercial.
Oh yeah,
that was remember a good that commercial.
One? So this was like genius. This was so awesome. Well done.
Oh, the original. Yes, good call on that one, Bobby. Yep. I concur. This is one of the best.
Yeah. So it was in reverse, mm-hmm. and it was all one long reveal. So it starts out. I haven't seen this in forever.
With the little girl in the window.
Yeah, it starts out
amazing
with like the little girl, and you're zooming. The camera's zooming out, and it's moving out, and slowly you're beginning to get the big picture, and you have no mm-hmm. idea what's going on, and it looks really creepy, and then it ends up like being in reverse, like playing backwards, mm-hmm. People jumping out a window trying to escape zombies.
And I feel like the song was really good with it too.
I don't know if this is the original one. This seems like some weird cut of it.
I think this is
it. This is the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like very dramatic.
Yeah. Like a very dramatic. Yeah.
And then you see like this big fight going on with zombies and the kid running.
So it reverse is actually in the normal commercial. It's pretty cool.
Yes. So it starts off with everything all messed up and then it goes.
So Dead Island was like a resort got infested by zombies.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when the game started, one of the playable characters was like this rap artist that at the very beginning of the game was like singing his rap song. They had a whole rap song dedicated to the song.
Oh yeah, no, it was a good song. I remember that too.
Something about voodoo.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys remember that?
Yeah, who do you voodoo, Sam bitch? D. Oh, my God, I love... Who do you voodoo? Oh, my gosh. I loved Dead Island. It was Sam so D. much fun.
Yeah, and you walked around the whole game with, like, yes. that big chain and the, like, flamboyant outfit. Uh-huh. Yeah,
can we hear the song? I've never heard it.
You've never heard it?
No, oh, my gosh.
This played so every single good. Time the game started up.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. then I have heard it.
It's, yes, it's pretty epic.
I like how we're silent in respect for the voodoo. How do you do the voodoo right. that you no, do?
Yeah. That sounds like Dre right here, little piano.
It's so good.
Sam B. It's about to drop. Here it comes. Shrunken head, broken legs, body parts on the concrete. Cut them up,
put just down pages in the trunk. Red light, leave them dead, running like a it's not bad.
Wait, wait, no,
it's
keep going. It's like Luda. It's like, it's yeah, got it. When I tell them
I'm a boogie man, it's a whole song that yeah, they made really for good. This game. To the chest of a bitch. Yeah. Well, fair, these guys, they kind of knew what they were doing. No wonder, what was that game with Dying Light was so good?
Who do you voodoo,
same guys?
Yeah, Tech Land.
Oh, I know that.
That's all I remember. It was so great. Thank you for bringing this up, Bobby. This is so amazing.
I love this game so much, and people really didn't like it because it had a lot of bugs. It had some issues, but yeah. I bought a 4-pack of this game for it's like so $200 for me Jesus. And my friends.
I did too.
And we played the hell out of it. Played mm-hmm. it start to finish.
They just said that...
The quests were pretty decent.
Remember they, was it 2 years ago? About a year ago, they said Dead Island 2 was coming out, and it had that trailer that people liked. Again, they did a really good... anyway, it's been in production hell, and they mm-hmm. just confirmed that it's still coming out. So
oh, yeah, Dead Island 2. Yeah, and everyone thought that was Jack Black in that commercial, but it was someone who just sounded like him.
Mm.
Yeah, Mansur Moto and Chad mentioned some really good commercial, too. The Borderlands one with Cage the Elephant.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Yeah, a lot of good commercials out there. Like, I swear, that commercial sold so many copies of Dead Island. I saw that, and I was like... But
yeah,
like, I was that gullible back in 2011.
Well, this was coming off of Left 4 Dead 2 as well.
Mm-hmm. Zombies were huge.
Zombies were huge. Right, everybody was sucking Left 4 Dead's dick, and Dead Island wasn't Left 4 Dead, obviously, but it wasn't bad. It, for me, I enjoyed it. Not as much as Left 4 Dead, but it was a good zombie game in my opinion.
Yeah,
I love how.
See, and you thought this was a bad question, Amelia?
No, this is what I was saying. I was about to say. No, it's like he asks a question, nobody knows what he's asking, and then the best dialogue comes out of it, yeah. I think, for the whole episode. So keep on trying.
You do you do, bitch.
Who do the voodoo that you do?
If nothing else, Shadow Master definitely sparks conversation in
Discord. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Ghost Nico asks, or this is more of a comment, was listening to the podcast... Railway Empire is not a train sim. It's a train business sim that is like City Skylines, only with trains. Thought our strategy guys might be interested. Strategy with how you lay your tracks. Also, they have the NPC competitor in the game as well. Not everyone's cup of tea.
I think we said that it's kind of like having a little train set, right? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but
here
I was
again.
Referring more to the train sims like... I don't even know what they're called. There's a couple of
them. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
There's a confusion.
Where it's more like playing with a train set. This is actually, like you said, City Skylines. And that is like, it's probably even a harder sell for me because I feel like no one's going to top City Skylines.
Gee,
that was
and Mini.
So well.
You can see the crazy fun we had last week talking about trains.
to the podcast, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, that could be cool. City Skylines is just... I don't know. It seems like the perfect form of that game, of that type of game. But if you're really into trains, and I like the idea of an NPC competitor, like someone kind of keeping you in check. Like that, you don't see that in a lot of the sim games. It's really just you trying to build up your own city, town, whatever it is, and there's no outside competition. But that's an interesting element to
that. You know, I was about to say there's nothing cool about trains, but Sam had a really good point during Solo. Like train scenes, there's so many train scenes in movies, like so fucking many.
Yeah.
It's because it's inherently exciting. Like mm-hmm. it's pretty cool. Dude, ooh, that shit's going to hit. They have to duck every fucking one. Yeah. It's like a trope.
Well, I was just saying a couple weeks ago how the train level in video games is always the best level.
Yeah.
You know, Wolfenstein.
It's great for level. A platform, terrible for its own game. It's not good. It's a good thing. It's not good enough for a whole game. I'm saying you can't have a train game. You can't.
Take
I'm
that,
sorry.
Trains.
Maybe they made a game called about Snowpiercer.
Yes. What?
The movie Snowpiercer.
Oh, yeah.
Made a game out of that.
No.
No.
Can
no.
you?
Pretty good movie.
I play a train game if you can marry your trains.
There you
go. Damn it. Train dating sim.
You know, I had these two cute it's trains.
Like, I'm sorry.
And I tried to get them together, but the couplers were all wrong.
The caboose is a little too big on that one.
Yeah. Train jokes. That's where you come back to the DL Gaming Podcast. Hit that subscribe button.
All right, so I think we're about done here. What's everybody going to be playing next week besides train dating sims?
Good question. She's going to be moving, so she's not going to be playing.
I'm going to play that game of picking up your life.
Before we move on from
picking up your life from after it's crumbled to pieces.
Matsumoto says, hey, let's keep this on track.
God, I was working for
what's
so bad.
You were in the chocolate
like,
factory.
Trains, tracks. I was like working on something. I couldn't, and they beat me to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Next week, we got Matsumoto on the podcast because he's faster than I am.
Brilliant.
All right, yep. I'm going to be, I don't know if I'm going to finish the Sith Lords, Knights of the Old Republic 2. Going to try. And I don't know. I just recently discovered I have all three Earthworm Jim games in my Steam account.
Oh, is this wow.
Those are definitely good games, man.
If somebody needs to play something current, please.
Wizard of Legend was current.
Yeah.
And so was that Yoku Island. Although they look like old games. Mm-hmm. Whatever. That's what we have on the competition. We're not paid shields. He can't be on the podcast because he doesn't know if he could conduct himself well enough. Okay, that's enough out of you.
You're a hoot.
God damn it.
Hoot, hoot.
Fuck. All right. And we're all waiting for the next one.
Yeah.
All
right.
We don't know. What happened to the podcast? All right. I will be playing Wizard of Legend.
We derailed after that last listener question. I'm sorry. Let's keep going.
Yeah, we better wrap this up quick. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm going to be playing. Honestly.
A bunch of like easy to play again.
Yeah.
Can you play anything like? Can you play Binding of Isaac on your the new thing you bought?
Yeah, the Fire. I just bought a Amazon Fire H10 HD.
Well, you can play mobile games on it, right?
Yeah, I can play mobile games.
It's like a big phone.
Yeah, I don't want to make this into Chad's mobile corner though.
He's running out of steam, so he's got to stop.
Oh my God, I swear to God, dude, I will stop this recording right now.
Gee. You can't play anything, Bobby.
KOTOR 2. And something else new. I need one other game. I got lots of free time because I'm still on vacation, so I need something else.
Something current? Oh, you know what I wanted you to play? I wanted you to
something
play.
Fast, first-person shootery.
Yeah.
The RPG.
I think you should really start getting into, well, try the first one, the new Tomb Raiders, and then...
I could do a Tomb Raider game.
Yeah, because they're all three... Well,
I played the Tomb Raider game. You know?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I played Tomb Raider.
It's
I haven't
really
played
good.
Shadow or...
Shadow's the newest one, I think.
Yeah, Shadow's okay. The
play the second one.
The second one's really good as well.
Too. I would say it's even better than the first one.
What's that one called?
No, I don't know, man.
Tomb Raider, the second one.
Yeah, it's good. They're all good.
Tomb Raider 2, Lost in New York. All right.
All right, cool. Let's wrap this bitch up. For Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself, training bra titties.
All right.
All right, bye.
Finally at the end of the track.
Yeah. We always run out of ice, and I'm always pissed off because we have a turbo ice button. Nobody ever fucking pushes it.
Oh, to make turbo ice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it faster.
Yeah.